Welcome to the Sisters of Christ podcast. I'm Jeanette Bordeaux, your host. This is the podcast where you can come and have your faith stirred up and be encouraged by sisters like me and other amazing women that we have on the show who share advice and testimonies. Our hope is that you leave here more on fire for Jesus than you were before. Now get ready to be encouraged with today's episode. Hey, sisters. Oh, I'm so happy to be back with you. Okay, so I want to encourage you today that God has good plans. And I felt like the Lord wanted me to just come on and share his good plans for the earth and redeeming the whole earth. Because when we understand that God has a big plan for redeeming the whole earth, redeeming my story, redeeming your story, redeeming the person next to you, your neighbor across the street, that this whole big, beautiful redemption story that he's written for us is for everyone, we start to see that he's actually a good author. And we start to see that if he has a good big plan that he's created for every single person, that means he has a good plan for our lives individually that are actually a part of this bigger redemption story. So I feel like the Lord wants to wake some people up today and say, whoa, like this life is not my own. Like my life is actually purposeful and has meaning, and it's actually a part of a bigger story that the Lord has already written. And he's, even though I'm still discovering the story, he's writing for me. So I just feel like he wanted to give some hope today. But first, let's look at Revelation 21, because you may be thinking, well, what is his redemption story? What is his plan to redeem the whole earth? So I'm just going to read from Revelation 21 and 22. So his redemption plan, what is he redeeming? So redemption is just to redeem something, right? So he's redeeming something, which means bringing, like restoring is another good word, things, something that was lost. And so one of the things he's restoring for everyone is Eden, right? So if we look at Revelation 21 and 22, we see what he's restoring. Okay, so Revelation 22, I'm just going to read. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down from the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the heaven, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. So this is the promise. And what I love about this 22 in the NIV version, it has a title of the chapter. So different versions of the Bible have titles of their chapters sometimes. And this one is Eden Restored. So if we look at Eden, where it was first mentioned, is Genesis. And in Genesis, Adam and Eve were in the garden with God. There was no physical separation. But sin actually caused a physical separation and spiritual. But now we know that through Christ, we were rejoined with God, that we're actually not separated, because if sin separated us from God's holiness, and Jesus came so that we would be holy and righteous, and he washed away all of our sins. Therefore, there is nothing spiritually separating us from our Father anymore. That is the good news of Christ. And if you've never received Jesus, I want you to, and you want that, that's actually available to you. That's what we're talking about today. So you can just ask for your forgiveness of sins and ask him to be Lord of your life and start following him. So that is actually God's big redemption plan, right? First, it was Jesus to redeem us, but now to come, when, you know, Christ comes back and returns and the old order of heaven and earth pass away, like our current heaven and our current earth pass away, we're going to actually experience physical closeness with God again. That is the big redemption story. And if we look at Revelation 21, it says a new heaven, a new earth. This is what he's restoring. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city and the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Bride, that's, he's literally talking about us, by the way. We are the bride of Christ. We are the beautiful city which he will dwell in. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. So if this is the bigger redemption story that we know that God has put in his word to let us know, ahead of time, we want to, this shows us some things, right? One, that God has good plans, and that if he's a God that writes good plans for the whole earth to redeem things and make things beautiful and new and restored, that means that he has that same storyline for our individual lives. Like, we cannot see our individual lives outside of God's bigger storyline, because individually it's going to look different, but we're all working in tandem and in conjunction and in harmony with God's larger plan, like our lives individually and the plans he has for our lives individually. Does that make sense to everyone? It's like, he doesn't write a story outside of a story. Like, this is God's plan and we are a part of it, period. And that means if he's a good author, that means he writes good things for you and I. And I feel like he just wants to just restore, open our eyes to see that he is a God that writes good stories. And one thing, it was really cool today. I was sitting with the Lord before I knew, honestly, what the podcast was going to be about or what we're going to talk about. I was just sitting with the Lord and I was thinking about how nothing separates us from him, because all the sin, anything that could have separated us, has been washed away. And I was singing, there's a song, like, what can separate me? And I was singing that song. I'm like crying. I'm like, Lord, like, it's so beautiful, you know? And I started to think about atonement, and it's kind of strange, but atonement, the word, reminded me of this movie I watched called Atonement. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. It is super depressing, to be honest. And I was like, that's so weird, because like that word, I was like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, why they would call that movie that, because, your atonement in Christ, redemption in Christ, and forgiveness is so beautiful. And I was thinking how sad that movie was, and the Lord just said to me, I don't write sad stories. Whew. And I was done. I was totally undone. And he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the good father who writes good stories. A good father doesn't write bad stories. And I just really felt to encourage us to just hand, if you are seeing a story that is not aligned with that truth, that he has this big, huge plan for the earth and a big, huge plan for your life, that he is not done writing your story. Yeah, he's not right. He's not done writing your story. And even just allowing him to have the pen and not feeling like we need to try and take the pen from him because our current reality isn't matching a good story of what we thought. And because here's the thing, we're not going to always know the details of the story. When you're watching a movie or reading a book, you're getting to, you see all the crazy things that people are going through, but you don't know what's happening next. You don't know the victory on the other side because you haven't seen the full end of the story. But the good news is we have the full end of the story. We know that we end up with Christ. We know that we end in victory. We know that we end with him. So we need to surrender and trust and allow him to finish the book and align ourselves with God and allow him, like partnering with him, and letting him write the story he wants to write in our lives, so that it, because if he has already finished the book, that means he knows what he's doing, and he knows the next chapter, and he knows what the next, he knows what the next page needs to be like, and he knows what this current page that you're currently in, he knows the period. He has the period. He has the final say. His blood speaks the better word. So it's just really just this coming into alignment, surrendering the pen and realizing and believing, aligning our hearts that he does have a good plan and a good story for our lives, and that we are discovering each day. So I really just felt that I wanted to, felt like the Lord wanted to remind you and like, oh yeah, this is the truth, and really aligning ourselves with that truth. And just speaking life over you guys today, and whoever's listening, to just speak life that God has a hope and a future for you. Jeremiah 29:11, Ephesians 3:20, that he can do immeasurably more all that we can ask, think, or imagine. And we need to get into alignment with the Word of God, because the Word of God is, it's living and it's active. We talked a lot about this on the last podcast, but the Word is actually God himself. So Jesus, they said, is the way, the truth, the life. The way, the truth. That means when we read God, or when we read the Bible, we're actually reading Jesus. And it says, the Word was made flesh, and the Word was with, in the beginning, you know, God created the heavens and the earth. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. They're talking about Jesus. So, and if God is, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, when we speak his word aloud, and when we like read his word aloud, we're actually speaking life over our situations, our circumstances, and we're speaking life into this current, on our current realities right now. Because the Word of God actually has the power to produce life into different, like whatever areas and things that we may see and circumstances we may be experiencing. When we start to speak the Word of God and declare the Word of God over our lives and over situations, we actually see things change, because it is beyond wishful thinking. It is because the Word, because it is truth and life, it has the power to produce life in situations, in circumstances, in our hearts, and in our minds. So we are going to see things change, because and we see this in the Word of God, that this is true. First in Hebrews, let's look at Hebrews 11 at this truth. So now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things that we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. This testimony of faith is what previous generations were commended for. Faith empowers us to see that the universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's words. He spoke and the invisible realm gave birth to all that is seen. So when we're speaking life into circumstances, when we're speaking truth over things, we are speaking things into the physical, and we are going to see things manifest in our current circumstance, because we're speaking life. And we see this all over the power. Proverbs 18:21, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So there is power in your words when you start to speak, and especially places where we need to be and come into alignment with God's word, because when you speak life, you will start to see things change, and those seeds you are sowing will reap a harvest of life. You're sowing seeds of life. They're going to reap a harvest of life. You're going to reap a harvest of joy. You're going to reap a harvest of peace. You're going to reap the fruits of the Spirit, of peace, of joy, of hope, that you will start to experience more of God's truth in your life. And I just felt to encourage you with that, because that is what we need to align our hearts. And first we need to align our hearts with the Word of God, so that this life that we are building We build upon his word. We build upon the foundation of Christ, as Jesus as the cornerstone, but we build our lives upon the word. And we're like literally doing it, like by, you know, following Jesus and following the principles and all that. But also we're building things in the spiritual realm when we're speaking those things out, and we're building strongholds that will build us up in our faith, so we can walk out the promises and destiny that God has for us, and believing truth that he has good plans, so we can walk. Because when we're walking in step with him, we're walking towards this bigger narrative of redemption in the earth, okay? We're all part of his plan. We need to align our hearts with truth. So I just want to encourage you to start speaking life in the areas where you need to see God, like life. And when when I say speak life, I'm saying speaking God's word, or reading his word aloud, and even turning it into declarations. Like I am holy because God is holy. I am righteous because of Christ. His blood washes me from all of my sin. Like, declaring this truth over you so you can start building up better strongholds in our minds and in our hearts, and we can get rid of the unbelief that we, you know, God doesn't have good plans, all these, you know, the, where there's lack of hope, right? Like, let's increase the hope by speaking life into those areas. And also, do not be discouraged. I felt like the Lord, is just at the Romans 12, there's a scripture in TPT. It says, don't give up in times of trouble, but commune with God at all times. And I'm going to pull it up in another version so I can read it. But don't give up. I feel like it's so easy to give up when we start declaring these things for a while. We don't see it. We don't see these things manifest, or we don't see these things come to life right away, or we don't see the change right away, and we just give up. But I felt like the Lord wanted to encourage you to not give up on believing truth, to not give up on declaring truth and speaking life over people, over situations, over cities, over circumstances. If it's big or if it's small, like if it's a micro level, like it's your personal life, or if it's a bigger level of changing a city, like do not give up. I felt like the Lord just wanted to encourage you to not give up. Not give up. Do not give up hope. Don't give up hope for your nation, your story, your family, your friends. Do not give up hope. Let me just find Romans 12, NIV. I believe it's Romans 12:12. Never be lacking. Oh, I'm sorry. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. I love this. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. I love that so much. And I love the verse before it. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. So, and then in Romans 12, the same scripture in TPT, it's don't give up in times of trouble, but commune with God at all times. Because when you start to see your life in light of his greater redemption story, you start to realize that, wow, all these little details or things that, or maybe even big details that aren't worked out yet in my life, or maybe aren't where they should be or whatever. It's like you just realize that God's like the overcoming, like power of God starts to hit you, that overcoming like spirit of like, oh wait, but at the end of this age, we overcome. At the end of this age, we already have the victory. Oh yeah, I'm a part of this bigger redemption story. And at the end, we win. I like to say we win because we win more of him. So we win. We actually conquer. You know, we reach like the end with God. And so all these other details kind of get out of the way in this negative thinking of, you know, things that we focus on sometimes. It's like, oh, I don't have the marriage yet. I don't have this the house yet. I don't have the job yet. Like they just kind of fall at the wayside because you get, so you just have a different perspective of where your life, like you have a different perspective and understanding that your life is part of a bigger redemption story that and God's writing your story. And so I just pray that you would experience that and realize that your story is not too small. Your life is not too small, that God is doing and moving through your life. If you just allow him to write the story and surrender the pen. All right. Bless you. Hey, sister, thanks for listening today. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure and share it with a friend or share it to your Instagram story and give us a tag at The Sisters of Christ. Always feel free to DM and reach out for prayer requests or if you just want to chat. All right, have an awesome day and I'll see you next time.